You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis's historic visit to the Anglican Church of All Saints, Rome, on Sunday will be marked by the twinning of the Church of England community with the Catholic parish of Ognissanti on the south side of the city. The Pope's visit comes as part of celebrations marking the 200th anniversary of the first Church of England Eucharist, which was celebrated in the so-called English Ghetto near the Spanish Steps on October the 27th, 1816. He'll be the first Pope to visit an Anglican Church in his own Diocese of Rome. Members of All Saints and Ognissanti have worked together informally for almost a decade, attending each other's liturgical celebrations and providing services to the hungry and homeless. The Catholic parish of Ognissanti on the Via Appia Nuova is the titular church of Cardinal Walter Casper, former president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity. It's also the place where Pope Paul VI celebrated the first Mass in Italian in March 1965. Following the liturgical reforms of the Second Vatican Council. I talked to Cardinal Casper about the pastoral outreach of his parish and about the importance of Sunday's papal visit to All Saints.
I think this visit of the Pope to the All Saints community in Rome is the first step of the growing of our relationship, and the Pope is a Bishop of Rome, he comes now to the Anglican commune. I think this is very significant. And myself, I am the titular cardinal of All Saints, of the Catholic parish All Saints, and the two churches, All Saints, and the Anglican one and the Catholic one, they are twins. And so for me, it's a very joyful event, and I think it will help for the growing of our relations, because ecumenical relations do not grow only through the theological dialogue. The theological dialogue is important, of course, but it's personal contact, and especially contact in praying together, because it shows the same Lord Jesus Christ, we have the same Holy Spirit. That's the main important contribution for ecumenism. Jesus did not make an imperative to have to join together, but he prayed that all may be one. And ecumenism is sharing this prayer of our Lord, and this happens now in Rome, and thanks, it's very, very important, and I'm very happy about it.
Part of the prayer service will be a renewal of the baptismal vows together with the Pope and with the Anglican bishops. And yet many Catholics don't know about the progress of recent years. They don't know that we share even the same baptism together.
Well, the same baptism is really the very fundament of our ecumenical movement, because in the baptism we are baptized together in the same Lord Jesus Christ, we have the same Holy Spirit, and we are in a situation of our world where all Christians, all baptized in Jesus Christ, have to stand together and give common witness against these hostilities, this terrorism, the whole migration problem and so on, justice and peace in the world. And so we feel much more than before what we have in common, and what we have in common is much more what divides us.
You mentioned that you are the cardinal, the titular church of Ognissanti, of All Saints Catholic Parish. It's an important place, isn't it? Because after the Second Vatican Council, I think it was the first place where a liturgy took place, not in Latin, but in Italian.
Yes, the first church where Pope Paul VI celebrated the Mass in Italian language, and therefore it's a very lively parish, which does a good work in pastoral and so on, but especially they're very engaged for the vibrant community. They prepared some rooms for women which are coming here and which are on the street, and so very open for the problems, the challenges Christians meet today. And I think these are challenges we have in common today.
There is also another ecumenical event coming up, the first ever full Anglican evensong in St. Peter's Basilica. How significant do you think is this kind of musical ecumenism, if we can call it that?
Since my first visit in Great Britain, it was in the 60s or 70s, and I like very much his evening songs, his old English language and the beautiful songs. In some Anglican cathedrals in England, I attended it. And so I'm very happy that I come to St. Peter's in Rome, because ecumenism is made through cooperation, is also made through music and through culture. And to show we have a common tradition also in music and culture, because evening songs is a Vespers with a complaint, and so it's a common liturgical tradition also. And I think it's also a very important step to know each other better and to meet each other.
My thanks to Cardinal Walter Kasper, former president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity.